Locker room chats continue week three of the high school football season. We talk now with Jefferson County North Head football coach. That would be Jeff Schneider. His team getting a solid victory. It was played on Saturday, but they still got it in against Valley Heights 20-0, a shutout victory in week number two, improving to 1-1 on the young season. Coach, we'll kind of break it down a little bit as we go along here, but just some of those overall takeaways from that nice win last week.
Well, I thought we played a lot better in week two than we did in week one, as far as a little bit on both sides of the football. On offensive side, we were able to sustain blocks a lot better. We were able to hit the hole a lot harder, a little bit more decisive. On the defensive side, I thought we were better at assignment football. We had a lot of energy and a lot of effort week one, but I thought we weren't reading our keys very well and were a little bit slow at times reacting. And week two, I thought we really toned that up. We have a lot of young players. We're a pretty young team, and the improvement that we saw after the things that we rep on week one to week two was good to see it on film.
Jeff County North Head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Well, again, it was good on both sides of the ball. I want to kind of focus here offensively. You had a good day from your running backs. Carson Worthington, of course, 100 yards, three scores. Blake Fowler also nearly 100 yards, you know, on the ground. And, you know, when you talk about those guys who put up the numbers, you have to think it starts, of course, with the guys up front. So just talk about the linemen and kind of those two guys in the backfield and the cohesion they had in that game.
Well, you're right. I think it was working in tandem. You know, our offensive line, like I said, we did a good job of getting to the people we're supposed to block and then sustaining them a lot longer. Hitting the hole a lot faster and reading what we were trying to take advantage of too. I thought we had a good game plan going in, and then just the execution of it was just the guys did a really good job in that department.
And then defensively, of course, yeah, you know, it's hard to pitch a shutout, you know, really any given game, and you know, being able to do that against a good Valley Heights squad, it had to at least make you guys, your coaching staff, feel pretty good going into this one in week three.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, so they're a power run team, triple option veer, and you'd better stay at home and do your assignment, and you better do it every time, or else, you know, bad things can happen during the breakdown of that. So, you know, I thought we were a lot better at that. We repped it all week, and I thought we were a lot better at that this week. So really pleased. Also, you know, I know Valley Heights had a lot of things going against them here, you know, coming out of the quarantine, those sort of things. You know, they're a young team as well. I talked to Coach Trimble a little bit after the game. They're a young team as well, and I think they kind of found themselves against us where we were the week before, where you're young players in a first-time start. It's a little different when you're playing varsity football, and there's some growth that occurs, and you know, we saw some out of our guys, and I know they're going to see some out of theirs down the stretch.
Well, you get back into Northeast Kansas League play coming up this week, week three, Friday night. You go on the road to Oskaloosa. Of course, the school's not too far apart. You know, I had a chance to talk with Oskaloosa's coach, Russell Norton, earlier today, and he seemed real pumped. You know, they're off to an 0-2 start, but I get a good vibe from him and kind of the direction he has that program going. So when you have kind of the early scouting report on Oskaloosa, obviously you throw records out the window when we're talking about a rivalry game, but what do you expect to see from this Oskaloosa team this week?
Well, it's a brand new coach, like you said, and the thing that I remember back from my first year here at JCN was it was about week three, week four before I got my full playbook in. So I'm sure he's, you know, implementing new things each week. You know, the things you're going to see on film, you're still going to probably see more things that we haven't seen coming into to this week. So, you know, got to prepare for those. Obviously, like I said, you got to prepare for what you see on the film, but prepare for the unknown as well, too, and make adjustments. You know, we try to focus just a little bit on improving on our own a little bit each week, and that's really been our ultimate goal, the process of things, because the results can be what the results can be, and, you know, you can play well and lose, and you can play poorly and win, but we just want to try to continue to improve. We felt like we gained some momentum with that last week, and that's what we're trying to make strides in.
Finally, before we let you go, what are going to be some of the keys to the game to kind of build off that Valley Heights win and to get one here on Friday night?
Well, the same thing we've been stressing. We have to sustain blocks and hit the hole. That's got to be key for us. And then defensively, you know, they run a little bit of veer option. They throw the ball around a little bit too. So at all three levels of defense, you better do your job. Play the pass when you're supposed to play the pass. Contain their option game and again, just tackle well. That was one thing I thought we did a lot better last week is we tackled really well, particularly in the open field. So we'll continue to improve on that as well.
It's 1-1 Jeff County North at 0-2 Oskaloosa, rivalry game inside the Northeast Kansas League Week 3 on Friday night. Jeff Schneider joining us again. Our conversation with the coach of Jeff County North. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, as always, great stuff. Appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.